Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We're on the line with Erie County Minority Leader Joe Lorico. As we talk about the vaccine's rollout throughout New York State and specific to Erie County, Joe, obviously we're hearing a lot about the issues having to do with vaccine supply. But, you know, you have Erie County having to cancel appointments for people that have scheduled to get a vaccine, yet New York State at the same time is opening up a new clinic over at the University at Buffalo's South Campus where they're continuing to vaccinate people. I know that you had clocked in a resolution for the Erie County Legislature in the past few days. Could you first tell us a bit what that resolution was about and why you brought it forward?
Well, yeah, sure, Mike. It wasn't a resolution. It was actually a letter to the chairwoman of the legislature and the chairwoman of our Health and Human Services Committee requesting a formal Health and Human Services Committee meeting to discuss the COVID response and the vaccine rollout. We haven't had a formal Health and Human Services Committee meeting since November 12th of 2020. I find it shocking that in the midst of a pandemic, the Health and Human Services Committee doesn't meet. I had asked back in December that we have another meeting. The chairwoman scheduled a 15-minute informational meeting where we didn't really get a lot of information. And I think it's disappointing because that's the committee where, you know, legislators can ask questions that our constituents have to not only the health commissioner, but the commissioner of emergency services to find out what's going on with the COVID response and the vaccine rollout. You know, we heard from Lieutenant Governor Hochul yesterday that it could be 7 months before, you know, the state gets through the 1A and 1B vaccine group, meaning that the general public might not see vaccination availability until July or August. That's crazy to me.
Now, do you know if there's going to be any future meetings with the committee in Erie County?
Look, I hope that the chairwoman will call the Health and Human Services Committee meeting for next week, Thursday. If history is any indication of the future, if I ask for it, the chairwoman is likely not to call it, but that doesn't mean I'm going to stop asking.
I'm asking, go ahead.
You know, I mean, our residents, our constituents have a right to be represented in government and have their questions asked, and the Health and Human Services Committee is the perfect place to do it.
I'm asking a lot of different officials this same question today, and I want to pose the same question to you. And, you know, you might not have the answer to it, but I would just love to kind of brainstorm the idea with you. Of course, we know about the state's fumbled vaccine rollout. They're kind of building the plane as they're flying, as the analogy has been going up in Albany lately. What do you think they could do to improve it? Aside from getting supply, what can be done to make this whole process better, in your opinion?
You know, it's a great question. And building the plane while they're flying it is the perfect analogy. And that's what happens when you have one person controlling everything going on with COVID throughout the entire state. You know, the governor is a complete and total control freak. He admits that himself. And, you know, for something as important as this, he needs to, you know, delegate it to people who know what they're doing. You need to have state legislators back at the table having input into what's happening and take the complete and total control away from one man. You know, despite my disagreements with a lot of what he's done, it's still too much for one man to handle.
So aside, I mean, what more could do you think that the Albany legislature could do as opposed to the governor? Obviously, part of the reason why the governor has these powers and has for so long is because he can make decisions.
I'm a district legislator, and, you know, I know better than anyone that district legislators, not unlike our state legislators, know their community better than the executive branch. You know, the fact of the matter is, these are the people that are, you know, on the ground every day in their community, dealing with the situations that are important to their constituents. We, as legislators and our state legislators as well, have a better feeling to tell the executive branch what needs to happen in our communities. There's no reason that, you know, Erie County should have had to cancel vaccine appointments. If you had local people at the table helping that happen, it might not have been an issue.
Is there anything Erie County, in your opinion, could have done different? I had asked Mark Poloncarz the question yesterday, you know, what more can the state do aside from getting supply? And Mark told me we can get more supply. Is there anything that, in your opinion, the county can do better just to kind of streamline this vaccine process? Or is it all, in your opinion, in the hands of New York State, the Department of Health, and the governor?
You know, from my understanding, you know, right now it's all in the hands of the governor. But this is why I want to have that committee meeting next week. This is why I want to sit there with, you know, Health Commissioner Burstein and Emergency Services Commissioner Nevereth and ask, what role can Erie County play? What role have we played? You know, is there a way, all the same questions you just asked me, you know, did that have to happen? I don't know. And the best way for me to find out, the best way for me to get those questions answered is to have that committee meeting and ask the people involved directly.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.